Early voting got underway this Monday morning in two of the three Western Panhandle counties. WUWF's Dave Dunwoody reports.
Voters in Santa Rosa and Okaloosa counties can cast ballots prior to the August 26th primary through Saturday, August 23rd. Tappy Villain, the election supervisor in Santa Rosa, says the stream of people was fairly steady on day one.
We opened up at 8:30. We've got the two early voting locations, the North End here in Milton and also the South Service Center over in Gulf Breeze. We've had a steady stream coming in this morning. We've sent out a little over 5,000 absentees, and as of Friday afternoon, we had gotten a little over 700 of those back.
Those wishing to vote in the primary, either early or on election day, will need to bring some form of photo ID.
The most common forms of those IDs would be a Florida driver's license, a Florida ID card, a military ID, a U.S. passport. There's basically 9 acceptable forms of identification that a voter can bring to the polls.
Everything opened on time and problem-free. Most places we voted 10, 15 people in the first 10 or so minutes, so there were definitely some people anxious to get in here and get it over with, so looking pretty positive.
Paul Lux is Okaloosa County Election Supervisor. We caught up with him at the early voting site in Niceville, one of 5 scattered around the county.
We've got, of course, my main office in Crestview, which is the one that the law requires us to have, Crestview Public Library, Niceville City Hall, the Destin Community Center, which is the new one, and we've had to move back to the Fort Walton Beach Fairgrounds because they tore my building down in Shalimar.
Historically, off-year primaries don't enjoy the turnout of a presidential election year. Lux believes that Okaloosa's large military population, which by nature is a transient one, is also a factor in the low turnout.
The average turnout for these primaries, regardless of our get-out-the-vote effort, seems to be somewhere between 28% and 32%. I mean, that's just a form and factor of lower absentee turnout. Most of the absent military voters don't vote in midterm primaries. They don't feel like they're part of the community, so they don't want to, quote, mess something up by voting for somebody when they don't really live here.
Numerous local races, notably county commission and school board, are up for grabs in the August 26th vote. Tappy Villain says that includes Santa Rosa County Commission District 2, where incumbent Bob Cole is running for re-election against a fellow sitting commissioner.
District 4, the current sitting commissioner is Jim Melvin, and due to the redistricting that we experienced a couple of years ago, he was actually redistricted out of 4, and he is running for County Commission District 2. That made District 4 basically an open seat.
Meanwhile, Villain, Paul Lux, and 65 other election officials are keeping one eye on their counties and another on Tallahassee, where a special legislative session has until Friday to redraw congressional districts on orders from Leon County Judge Terry Lewis.
We're kind of obviously in a wait and see what's going to happen. I know that the 15th is kind of the magic deadline right now, so, you know, we should hopefully know more toward the end of the week as far as what will happen with the maps. Our Association for Supervisor of Elections has had a few conference calls just to kind of bring everybody up to date.
Okaloosa's Paul Lux echoes the wait-and-see mantra, but according to the proposed maps passing out of House and Senate committees, he says it appears the Western Panhandle will not be affected.
Districts 1 and 2 remain intact, but the judge hasn't ruled yet on how he's going to handle the elections. Me and my fellow supervisors have been providing him testimony on the impact of trying to overlay a new election on top of what we're currently doing.
Early voting times in Santa Rosa County are from 8:30 a.m. until 4:30 p.m. In Okaloosa, 10 a.m. until 6 p.m. Early voting in Escambia County kicks off Saturday. More information is available at EscambiaVotes.com, VoteSantaRosa.com, and at GoVote-Okaloosa.com. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.